And we caught it on the Ring camera.
Okay.
And the Ring camera went off, and I looked at the picture, and there's a car rolling through the yard.
He rolled?
Yeah, rolled the car. He was in bad shape. I mean, he wasn't, they didn't take him away from me in the ambulance, but he was like bewildered.
6:05.
Public hearing.
It's a hearing. And then are there certain words that have to be said at that time?
You just
Sure, because there's actually no documents, correct? And then the public hearing, and then the bond resolutions. And so the public hearing, the residents are just going to ask questions and talk and so forth.
In this particular one, we've already had a public hearing for this, but there was a an error in the publication, so we actually have to start the process over.
Okay, yep. Okay. And how long does that usually go between this?
This will be halfway, because we've already presented the information to the public.
And then who usually asks, is there anybody else that needs to make a statement before it's called?
Usually we just sit tight and then at the end, give it a few minutes.
Did you get that?
Yes.
I got this.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was on the paper I gave you, whether you're going to close the issue out saying you're not going to proceed.
We
got to
talk about it. That's what I'm
doing. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
And then she's doing these two, the bond resolution. Mm-hmm. And basically, does she read it word for word?
No.
Oh. Okay.
She just kind of summarized what it is. If you would prefer the most experienced one here, probably the people that would be Nick.
Okay. Yep, I'll go with it. And what, actually, can you tell me what they are so I just the way
yep,
after?
Will.
Okay. Okay.
Bond resolutions are for water districts.
Are these the new ones that were on the website that were be put forth, or County Route 12, when I quickly checked, it's not a water district, so they want to set up a water district.
No, County Route 12 is an existing water district, and there are bonds that need to be renewed every year.
Okay.
I'm sure.
live on Center.
I do. I think you and I spoke. You're down on the corner.
He has shooting out of here at the council paper at some point. He's got one coming up from one here. I don't know where.
Oh, he's probably right out. Oh, yeah.
Then it comes off the roof, comes down the gutter, and the pipe coming all the way out to here, which flows to my backyard. The problem is, it crests the pipe right here. So everything, all this stuff goes out.
I have an extra pill. Yeah, I pulled that.
Yeah, down there.
Yeah, and then.
Yeah.
Okay. The chairman is sad. So what is this money to be used for? Just the maintenance?
No. So when you establish the this year, there's two that they have to be renewed for the same water.
And bond is insurance bond, correct?
No, it's not a fixed bond, so it's in municipalities.
I get it, but I just don't understand why you take another loan out of something.
You don't take another loan out.
You just bond it.
You just renew it.
Redo it. Okay. Yeah, the same amount. Okay. What I say is. Just trying to get here early. Of course, all the parents decide to pick their kids up at 5:30 instead of 5. Usually they're all gone. Only 40 minutes. No. What's up to you? I mean, do you guys usually say, I don't know.
We don't know, this is the first time.
I haven't emailed what the process wants, but. It is now 6 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, the next thing.
If you're not, I can do it. I just don't want to follow it up.
I have a whole other.
Good evening. I'd like to open the town meeting. It is now 6 o'clock with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law, unless otherwise stated.
Second. Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Brent?
Schaefer?
Schaefer.
Aye.
Schaefer, okay.
Oh, you right, Schaefer.
Oh, that's right, you don't know. That's right, okay. I'm like, I know I don't know. I'm so used to this.
Yeah, she just joined and told her that, okay, she can't vote.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Christina. I do apologize. It's my first time up here. But I do have two bond resolutions for County Route 12. First in $26,000 and the other in $132,000, and these are renewals. Does anyone have any questions?
What are the resolutions for?
County Route 12.
Yeah, but what are they doing for Route 12? It's
the water ban.
It's the water ban.
For the debt on that service.
Okay. Thank you.
So I will make a motion to renew the County Route 12 water ban in the amount of $26,000.
Second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
And I will make a motion to renew the water ban for County Route 12 in the amount of $132,000.
Second.
Nazarian?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
No, you're not out.
I know, it's not turning out.
Move your cord a little bit.
Not this one?
I apologize, I just got out.
Move your connection, your cord. It might put it back on.
I think Don broke it when you brought my computer over here.
I can't hear you.
You can hear me?
You're talking right into it.
Okay, everybody can hear me.
That's not it. Okay, so Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Yeah, so real quick, I'll do the fire tax exemptions. So we've been working with the county, just figuring out what resolution we're going to pass with the new volunteer resolution that came out from the state earlier this year in the beginning. The county did pass their resolution, so we were already the same as them, so we just finalized that. So I will make a motion to set a public hearing for May 23rd at 6:05.
I'll second that.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Yeah. And then we have a sign-off.
Yeah.
And that'll get posted to our website, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, Michelle, can you post that? And then she's going to take care of also the posting for the papers and all that as well.
Yes, I will.
Will that be posted tomorrow for Saturday?
I'm going to do it first thing in the morning, and maybe it'll be published on Saturday's paper. If not, I'll have to wait till the following Wednesday, I believe.
Okay. But that still gives us enough time.
Yeah.
Okay. At 6:05, I'm going to open the public hearing for the proposed County Route 57. Oh, I apologize. It is 6:05. I'm going to open the public hearing for the proposed County Route 57 in Huntley Road Water District.
So the reason that we're having the public hearing for the Huntley Road County Route 57 Water District is because there was a publication error
When you establish a water district, you have to have a public hearing, and then within 90 to 105 days from that public hearing, you have to schedule the actual vote. Because we missed that publication date, we had to start the whole process over again. So tonight we're having the public hearing. If there's anybody here from Huntley Road or Route 57, you can ask questions. I do have the printout here from the last public hearing, but nothing has changed as far as the finances or the numbers for that district.
And for the record, when Joanne mentioned that we missed that date, it was the newspaper that missed the most important page, not the town.
No questions?
So what newspaper do you guys use for your publications?
Palladium Times. Which I believe is also Valley News. Right. I think that's one and the same.
Valley News.
I think one's in Oswego, one's in Fulton.
And I believe the town attorney noticed the publication error a day and a half before the actual vote was supposed to take place.
So you can. I mean, are we all set with that, Linda?
Okay.
Any more questions? Or? No. Okay. So we'll just say that we close the public hearing. Or wait. She can. Make a motion to close it. No.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing at 6:07.
I'll second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Do we want Dorothy to address?
What's up?
Dorothy to ask to address. Do we want to do that first?
Is that what she submitted?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. For the report first. Dorothy?
Dorothy? Would you like to report the floor?
I'm not sure if yours is on or not, John.
I it's not. Oh, no, it's on. Now you can hear.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine. I won't.
Is that speaker or microphone on?
Can you see? Can you hear me?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
We're on.
Thank you for letting me speak. I apologize for being late. As you well know, I've been coming here for the last couple of years asking for a code enforcer to enforce rules about living conditions on Martin and on Barton and on Pleasant Lake. And while 69 Barton has it looks as if they've moved out, but people are telling me that the guy is still there. And they cleaned up the front yard, but the backyard is still a mess. And the next door neighbor was sharing with me that he's still getting mice coming over into his yard from the debris that's there. In addition to that, the two houses on Franklin have not, it doesn't appear that anybody's really been out to see them, because now the one that I can see directly from my kitchen is loading his yard up with garbage. And then on Barton, which is on Pleasant Lake, we've had a house just a few, not very far from us, that has been in remodeling mode for years. And the same trash has been out in front of the house for years. And at the last homeowners association meeting, he promised he'd have it cleaned up that week, and it still has not been cleaned up. We've had a pole barn go up on one house that is bigger than the house, and it's an eyesore. It's, and as you go around that bend, now there's a guy who is collecting tires. And so, as I had said at one of the meetings, if we're not controlling what's going on within our neighborhoods, we are creating an opportunity for it to just spread, and that's what it's doing. And it's bringing my property value down considerably. And yeah, I'm still paying the same taxes. And I don't mind paying the taxes if there's a value to paying the taxes. And there's no value to paying them right now because we can't get the problem solved.
And we're going on, you know, more than 2 years. We're going on since I've owned the house, because I have been here, you know, constantly talking to the tax assessor. I've talked to, you know, the code enforcer, whoever that was at the time, and it just does not get straightened out. And I'm just curious, I know you've hired a new code enforcer. I don't know if he's been out there yet. I'd like to know what his plan of action is. I'm curious if there has been a residential and commercial code written yet for the town of Skirball. And Joanne, as you had said, and the last meeting that I was able to attend, was that we want to make sure this gets cleaned up, because we've got Micron coming in.
Right.
We need to make our community attractive enough that people want to buy in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can't stop progress. The only way we can stop it is if we look like a community that doesn't want people in it. And right now, you know, I'd be hard-pressed to be able to sell my house probably to anybody.
I do know that Patrick, sorry, let me stop that. Patrick has been aggressively, I don't want to use the word aggressively, but he is definitely on top of things. He kind of came into, and I'm not trying to make excuses, but he came into sort of a whirlwind going on in the codes office. But I will bring this up to him. I'll bring it up to him tomorrow. Is he going to be back?
He's in Ireland until May 11th.
Okay, so as soon as he gets back, I will bring it up to him. We did have a meeting with Patrick a couple weeks ago to bring him up to speed on various things that have been going on in the town. I don't know, though, what he has done here yet.
Yeah.
But I know that once, and I think everybody can attest, that once we bring this up to Patrick, he will be addressing it.
And then the other thing I'd like to ask is, because we seem to be kind of enmeshed in having a serious drug issue and drug dealing issue in that area, if we could possibly invite the police here for a meeting to discuss that, because I'm sure if it's in my neighborhood, it's in a lot of neighborhoods. And traditionally, neighborhoods that aren't taken care of, that's where drug dealers like to plant themselves, because it's not a place where people come very often.
I mean, I don't personally... The sheriffs are well aware of the corner house. They're well aware of it. They know. I don't, you know, want to say too much, but I mean, there's only so much they can do too.
Right. Well, we've got
so
that's the corner house, but you got the house down the road where that gentleman is dealing serious drugs. He's dealing the heroin and all the other things that, you know, we don't want. I mean, we've got kids in that neighborhood, and they're not my kids. And there are kids that live in 69, and there are kids that live all down that road. But to me, they need to be saved. And the way I feel about it is we need to be really proactive as a community. And when you have 90% of the neighborhood either using or dealing drugs, it's very difficult to get them on board.
Especially when some of them don't even own the property and are just
renting
and not even paying rent. And that's another issue is, you know, trying to get them. It's a multi-step issue.
So, you know, I would just like to be more proactive about trying to get a resolution to this. If I'd like to meet with a new code enforcer to talk to them, just to kind of go through what I've done and what other neighbors have done. And, you know, everybody seems to think that as long as they move it behind the house or put it behind a fence, it's okay. But what it is attracting mice and rats. And that's not
safe. I'm sure that if you, that he would definitely meet to discuss that.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Dorothy.
Another avenue is the county health department.
All right.
Excuse me, Dorothy, if you'd like to send a note to, an email to Patrick.
Okay, what's his email?
It's P, like Patrick, Dolan, D-O-L-A-N.
I'm sorry, P?
P like Patrick.
Okay.
Dolan, D-O-L-A-N, at townofscruple.com. And when he comes back, at least, you know, he'll have an email from you, and he'll know that you want to make an appointment with him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
And I think you'll find, Dorothy, that he's very he's going to take what you say and he's going to try and do what he can.
He is.
Because he started in the first week, he was giving us a call and he was like, I was driving by seeing this and seeing that. And he's like, I'm going to check to see. So.
Otherwise, poor Hal's going to have to listen to me for months telling him that I'm only going to pay the same taxes as everybody else.
Okay, so now that we've had the public hearing for County Route 57 and Huntley Road, we need to make a motion for the resolution authorizing the establishment of the County Route 57 Huntley Road Water District. Everybody has that resolution in their folder. Does anybody have any questions on that?
You made that motion, Joanne?
Mm-hmm.
And we need a second?
Yep. I think they're reading it right now.
Okay.
I'll second it.
That was Lou?
That was Lou.
Okay. Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
All right, and with that, we need to have the special election for the actual vote on the water district. And as I stated, that needs to be 90 to 101 days from the public hearing date. So the proposed date for that is August 3rd, 2023, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Town of Scruple Building. So I make a motion for that special election on August 3rd, 2023.
Second.
That was Nick?
That was Nick.
Okay. Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
So a couple weeks ago, we did...
Joanne?
Yes?
We have to...
We still have to... So we still have to find two...
Well, they're not going to do it this time? Oh, we haven't asked
them. We haven't asked them yet.
Okay.
You mean the election... observer.
Yes.
Yeah. So we do need two individuals to do that. So we have to remember that. We need two people.
And Randall. Yeah.
So last month for Center Road, we had to pass, made a resolution. We determined that property off Center Road was no longer of use. To the Town of Scruple, and we've decided to put that up for bid. At the meeting in March, we made a motion, but we needed to allow for 30 days permissive referendum. That 30 days has passed, and no one in the town filed a petition to have that brought to the election in November. So we're moving forward with that. There is the information in your folder regarding that. The public notice needs to go out for the bid. Our attorney suggested that we allow 15 days for people to submit their bid, and that puts the opening, or the last day to submit your bid, would be May 11th, 2023. And DAR would be opening those at noon in the clerk's office. Additionally, we needed a minimum starting bid for this property. And it was suggested that it start at $10,000. The property is valued at $18,000. Is everyone okay with that date of May 11th, 2023 as the last day to submit? And DAR opening them right in the clerk's office?
Do we want to open them?
Do we want to open those right here?
Set them
in the clerk's office.
Yep, we would just need to change the date then.
I'm fine with her opening them, I'm just asking.
Okay. I know that for other bids, she just has opened them and then given them to the board.
Okay.
Does that work? Because then, if you read further, the board would determine who got the bid at our meeting on Tuesday, May 23rd.
Okay.
Does that work? And then are we okay with the starting bid of $10,000?
No, I'm good with that.
Okay. So I make a motion for the bids to be, to accept bids until May 11th, 2023 at 12 p.m., at which point our town clerk will open the bids in the town clerk's office. The minimum starting bid for the property is $10,000, and the board will notify the public whose bid we accepted on our meeting at Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023 at 6 p.m.
And that was for the Center Road property?
Yep, for the property off Center Road.
You second?
I need a second.
Second.
That was Zach.
Okay. Nazarian?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Are we all set, Michelle, until then?
Yes, we are.
Next up is the Town Line Road property. Our town attorney has advised us that we should follow the same process for Town Line Road. So the first thing that we have to do is declare the property of no longer use to the town. So I make the motion that the Town Line Road property is no longer of use to the town.
Second.
Nick.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
And now I make the motion that this be put to permissive referendum to allow 30 days for the public to file a petition to bring this to the November election.
Second.
That was Zach.
Okay. Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Yep, okay. Well, we would go for the assessment on the website for single family property.
Joanne? Yeah.
Just for public record.
Yep.
Center Road, how many acres is that?
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
How many acres is Town Line?
12.
Okay. Just for public record.
Yep.
So 30 days from now, we can set the public hearing, or do we want to do that?
No, that's a good idea. So when do you think we should have the public hearing?
How much time did the town clerk need?
She needs 30 days. It can't be more, less than 30, more than 10. So where do that the same night as?
23rd.
May 23rd?
Do it at 6:10. I'm sorry, 6:05.
Yeah.
And then, Michelle?
Yes.
You got that? You can post that?
Post the legal?
Yep.
For a public hearing?
Yep.
For the Town Line Road?
Well, May 23rd is going to be 2 days short of tonight.
It has to be less than 30, more than 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I flipped that when I said it. Yeah. Sorry.
So we'll do it the same night, the fire tax exemption.
Mm-hmm. I can try to run that.
Do a 6:15.
See if I can get it in it for Saturday's paper.
Yep.
Or at the worst case, next Wednesday I'll be able to run.
Okay.
So. And then do you want to do 6:15 or do you just want to do 6:10 because we have 6:05?
6:10 is fine.
6:10, you say?
Yep.
Okay,
and
so
then we still have the motion with all that, right?
Motion for the public hearing date. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to set the public hearing date for May 23rd at 6:10.
Second.
Nazarian?
Al? Yeah.
You realize the 23rd is grievance day, and grievance night is, I got it. We got a room, so I mean, just so you know, there might be a crowd, there could be a crowd, just so
Perfect. Hopefully they attend the board meeting too after. I said perfect. Hopefully they attend the board meeting after too.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay, so.
Thanks,
Al. Okay. So, Nazarian?
Aye.
Gilling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
All set, Michelle?
Yes, you are.
I'm almost done.
Yes.
For the Bankrupt Road Water District, the town, you have a resolution to award the town of Scoople Bankrupt Road Water District contract number one to Highlander Construction for the bid of $4,470,079. So we need to make a motion that Highlander is awarded this contract. Does anybody have any questions? No? All right, so, oh, sorry.
Just curiosity, how do you vet your contractors that come in to do projects like this? Those are big projects, and they can go awry pretty quickly if you've got it wrong.
That went out for bid.
You put it out for bid, but how do you vet the contractors that is?
You don't have a choice. In New York State contracting law, you don't have a choice. You have to take a little bid.
And this has been the process to get an actual contractor that all the money.
Yeah. Sorry. So I make a motion to award Highlander Construction the contract to complete the Bankrupt Road Water District in the amount of $4,470,079.
Second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
This is my last item. We recently had a public hearing for a zone change over on County Route 264. As part of that process, we have to do the SEAKER, which stands for the State Environmental
Quality
Review Act, where we do the environmental assessment of the property. The part one was completed last time. We also had to send notification to the county, which they returned and said that they did not see a problem with the zone change. We also have to notify the residents. They were here at the public hearing. And then we also had to notify the surrounding towns to see if they had any issue and also notify them that we would be lead agency on that. So I have completed part two of that to determine if there is any environmental impact. They asked questions about floodplains, historical sites, the flora and fauna. It was determined that through this assessment that it did not pose a huge impact on the environment over there. Unfortunately, though, we don't have the resolution from our attorney yet to declare the negative declaration for the environmental impact. So we have to wait till the next meeting, right? Okay.
How do you determine any wetlands in that area?
So the wetlands are actually listed on the county, Oswego County Real Property website, and then you can go out on that website and view a map and determine, it's like a color-coded map, and it determines where the wetlands would be.
So you said you completed this SEAKER program. Is there any wetlands in that area?
There are not.
None?
The question isn't whether there are wetlands or not. The question is, does this zone change impact the wetlands? And at this point, it just being a zone change, it is not impacting anything at all. Now, when he decides what he's going to do with the property, that would go back to the planning board, and at that point, this whole process would have to start all over again.
Well, I really think you should contact Soil and Water, because I believe there's a lot of wetlands there.
But that doesn't matter.
Right.
I understand,
that isn't a variable.
But I'm just saying, I don't know what is going to be developed there. Nobody seems to know. But I'm just concerned with the wetlands.
They haven't applied to building construction.
I understand that.
This is just for the purpose of the zone change at this point.
Which?
The county has given it, the county has already responded.
Okay, you think they looked at that? All right.
One. Okay. So we don't need it. Okay. So I do, at this point, make a motion for the negative declaration for part two of the seeker for the Sean Sinferano zone change.
Second.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
I'm all done. Thank you for being patient with me.
I'm going to turn it off.
Did Zach do his? Mm-hmm. He did in the beginning, right?
3 minutes in the beginning.
Yeah. Okay. That's right, he did. No doubt. Careful what's on there, Tony.
Do you know what you're doing?
I don't know, but it's not my computer.
Do you know what you're doing?
That's hers.
I think this is just the screen that it's on. She's got to click it on her computer.
Over here, good.
Yep.
Oh, it's there too. Oh, great. It's our new equipment.
All right, there we go.
So what?
And maybe it's up on media?
It should do both.
I can't get it to move.
Oh,
no. Now you're broken.
Now you can both of them on.
There we go. Oh, now it's not on the other one.
Oh, now look at this.
Now they're going to watch a movie back.
Everybody move up.
So I take it it's my turn now?
It's your turn.
Introduce
yourself. Okay, so for those of you that don't know me, my name is Don Clark. I'm the chairman of the planning board. I also took on an additional role this year with the town for as a director of community development. I started that in March. So in March of this year, I was appointed into that position. And I came here tonight to talk about basically what I've been doing since I got here. And it's really broken down into three things, and it piggybacks off of our comprehensive plan that we put in place last fall, which was infrastructure upgrades to grow the town, to grow both the residential base and the commercial base. So we were talking earlier tonight about the Huntley Road Water District. As I said, we're going to talk about grants, water, and sewer. On the grant side of things, there's been an influx of grant opportunities that have come up. They've been popping up almost weekly now. It just so happens that while the Huntley Road Water District, there were dates missed and it got pushed out, that's actually benefited us. Because Chuck Schumer's office had some pork barrel funding opportunities that were included, and they assigned those to water and sewer infrastructure updates. We scrambled and we applied for a $27 million grant through Chuck Schumer's office. And the key thing about where the Huntley Road Water District is located is it's in an environmentally, there's a term for it, it escapes me off the top of my head. It's in an environmentally depressed or social justice something or other designation. And I apologize, the name escapes me here on the spot. What that does is it gives us a few extra points walking in before we even get scored for our application. So it gives us a leg up. Small community in need of water and sewer infrastructure. If we're awarded that $27 million grant, all of the previous information, all of the EDU costs and things like that will change. Because now, instead of it being partially funded through the Environmental Facilities Corps grant and things that were funding it before, now it's getting funded completely on the federal level. So it changes everything and it benefits us. The same holds true. There's another grant opportunity that's out right now, which we'll talk about this in a second. This map, some of you that live in this area will remember this map from 2015 and a couple of years prior to that, proposed water districts in this area. Through Governor Hochul's office, there's grant opportunities, set aside money for water and sewer infrastructure in the amount, it's $425 million. Mm-hmm. And the name of that grant is the WEA grant. Don't ask me what that stands for right now because I can't tell you off the top of my head. But we are looking to go after that. That has a $25 million cap per ask. So water district projects are a little, I don't want to say they're cheaper because that's the wrong connotation. They're less expensive per foot to put in than a sewer project can be when you amortize it out over the cost of the plant and everything else. So we want to go in because of where we're located. We are, believe it or not, we are the focal point of Oswego County right now, us and Hastings and a part of Granby as key areas that need to be upgraded with infrastructure because of Micron. We're the first towns across the border. So basically we've been told at the county level that if we put a plan together and we have a sound plan, we're going to get the money. So our strategy right now is to go after the biggest pot that we can get out of every one of these opportunities that comes up. And we're not only seeing them at the state level, we're also seeing them at the federal level. That's something that, this is generational money that we wouldn't see for another 30 or 40 years easily. So we want to strike while the opportunity is hot. So if you look at the map that's on the screens, this is the 2015 plan that was put out. The 2015 plan, and the town developed a 2008 water comprehensive plan, and it broke the town down into sections. All great information, and we're going to try to utilize as much of that information as we can, but all that information needs to be updated so that it's less than 2 years old for when we apply for these grants. If it's not current, they don't want to talk to you. Fortunately for us, and I will say this as humbly as I possibly can, it was absolute dumb luck that we finished our comprehensive plan right before they announced Micron. I would like to say that we were forward thinking, but we're just not that good. The timing was perfect, that new comprehensive plan hit, and now there's an influx of money coming in. So that's one avenue that we're ahead of several other communities, because other communities are starting their comprehensive plan from ground zero right now. That gives us at least, Nick, we worked on that thing for 2.5 years. So 2.5 years, it gives us an advantage over other municipalities. We're starting several rungs up the ladder. What I'm showing on the board here that you'll see, like I said, this is the 2015 plan. I'm not suggesting that this is the correct plan because, quite honestly, I don't think this plan is big enough. We may need to branch it out a little bit more to be more encompassing of some of the funds that are being offered. But this is the, and it's open for discussion, early preliminary information was at the Oswego County level, and the advisement down to us as the town was that we focus on this area first. Because if we show that we're going to do enhancements in rural areas where there's a lot of open agricultural land that could become housing developments, and we get water and sewer in there to show that we're ready to go, we're more likely to get that funding awarded to us. So there's other areas, there's other key areas of the town that are part of this 2008 plan that all need to be updated. And we're working through, you can't just open the faucet and do all the things that you need to know need to be done right away, because there's a cost associated with all of them. So we're trying to manage it through each individual budget season for how much can we bite off this year, how much can we bite off next year. So we're going after the HOCO grant, which we're referring to it as, which is this WIA grant that's $425 million. And we're looking for the maximum cap. There's two different evaluation criteria that she has that you could get bundled under a $25 million pot, or there's a very slight chance that we could get bundled under a $30 million pot, but I'm not sure that we're going to meet that criteria. Either way, we're going to go after the most that we can get. Our town engineer, C2AE, is working with us on this. This is actually something, this design that you see here is what they put together back in 2015, and we're hoping to move forward with some chunk of this once we get the numbers for total cost. They had a total cost estimate of this back in 2015. That needs to be updated into 2023 dollars. And if it meets the criteria, that'll be what we move forward with. And that window was...
It opens May 3rd.
It opens May 3rd, and then it's got like a month, and then you have to submit. So this is one part of it. Other grant funding, last year we were awarded the 2022, we were awarded $27,000 for a sewer study, and we've made our way through the planning of all the logistics to award that work and to get that plan started. And CNS Engineers is doing that report. CNS is committed to having that report complete by the end of the year. What that report will give us is potential locations for a plant if we decide to go that route, general size in millions of gallons a day of volume that plant would have to handle based on not only our current residents, but what we would anticipate for growth. And we're thinking that the population in the town could, at minimum levels, could triple. So you have to build a plant that would, handle that additional volume. What else do we look at for grants? The CFA, the 2023 grant cycle is coming up. CFA grant for, CFA stands for Consolidated Funding Application. It's a bucket of grant money that's put together from all the different state agencies. They do it in one big application where you can go in and they open the window up at one time in June, and you apply, and then it distributes where your project belongs out to the different agencies. It basically streamlines the process. That opens up in June. We're looking to apply for potentially 4, maybe 5 grants this year.
We did look into the Northern Border, but that was...
Yeah, the Northern Border is another grant that came out at the federal level, and I don't remember what the...
Northern Border Regional Commission, it's five different states.
Right, but what was the monetary value of that?
That was either $2 million or $3
million. Okay, and we were looking to go after, I think it was $2 million?
No, we want $3 million.
Of course, go big or go home. So we were going to go after the $3 million pot, hoping that we could secure the land and do the design work for the sewage treatment plant. But they have very specific submission criteria, and we didn't have enough of our preliminary work done to be able to apply for this grant. So we had the cart a little bit ahead of the horse, and we backed off and we said that the timing on this just doesn't work for us. And then I think that's...
Well, you reached out to a couple offices.
So I've been in contact with Chuck Schumer's office, and his office has gotten back to us, and they want to set up a meeting with us to give us different tips and tricks and you know, to increase our likelihood and point us in directions so that we can capitalize on some of this funding. I reached out to Kathy Hochul's office. I was basically told to stay patient because there was something that was going to fall right in our wheelhouse, and lo and behold, this Hochul grant, the one that I mentioned previously, came out days later. So it wasn't so much about getting the information from them as it was getting the town of Scruple's name in front of them, so they weren't hearing it for the first time when they saw our grant application come through. I have a meeting with Ryan McMahon next week. Ryan McMahon has, he's really championed this whole Micron thing through, and I've done a lot of work with him over the years. And one of the things that he went out to a lot of communities and he said, listen, he said, understand that the Micron project belongs to Onondaga County. And he said, we brought them here and our focus is going to be to get that facility up and running for the good of the area, but it's an Onondaga County project that we fought long and hard to get. So from a professional coordination standpoint and a courtesy standpoint, we want to make sure that we're piggybacking off of their project, but we're not influencing it negatively or muddying the waters for anything that they're trying to do. Basically, professional courtesy. So I'm meeting with him next week. He also has some very good contacts that can point us to different directions for funding sources, and if we run up against different hurdles, how do we conquer those hurdles? That takes us through the grant projects. The water projects, yes, sir?
Who will be responsible for submitting these grants?
We've hired, CNS has submitted the one for Huntley Road. C2AE will likely do the water grant submission. It's basically going to be, it won't be any of us here, because none of us here have that expertise. And the one thing that we've talked about collectively is we want to go through and make sure that we check all the boxes and we show that we've got a team that's ready to execute the project once it lands. So other than voting on the resolutions and different things like that, quite honestly, this town board should have very little involvement with the day-to-day of those projects. Because once they become real projects, they should be managed by either a construction manager or a design manager to oversee that effort, because none of us, well, I shouldn't say none of us, the people that you see in this room predominantly don't have that skill set to be able, and they don't have that time element available in their schedule to monitor those projects day to day. When you start getting into $5, $10, $15, $50 million projects, that's something that you need to have a hired consultant for, and that's the intent. So that takes us through grants onto water. So we talked a little bit, and I won't dwell on water for very much because I want to spend bulk of the rest of the time on sewers, because there's been some pretty unique occurrences here in the last 24 hours. So water, we want to update that 2008 plan. It's a good base document. It's got the town broken down very well into different quadrants and areas and priority levels, and it's got backup documentation that talks about areas that have been problematic with contamination in wells, E. coli levels, and things like that. So there's no sense in reinventing that. We can add to it and just build on that, and it'll keep the cost down of renewing that report. That's the water side of things. On the sewer side of things, like I mentioned before, the feasibility study is still going to take place, and it will be complete by the end of 2023. We talked about the fact that it'll quantify size, dollars, potential three or four potential locations where it could be located. One of the things that has come up in conversation as we talked to some folks about it was finding it, based on the size of the population that it would have to serve, there's DEC regulations as to the volume of water that comes out of the plant and the volume of the body of water that it dumps into. Because you want to dilute the water that's coming out of the plant. So you have to have a large enough body of water to dump into. And what we run into in the town of Scruple is a lot of the locations are on swamps, where you find a good body of water to dump into, it's not good enough land to build on. So we're very challenged there. And And this report will start to filter through some of that. So that there's a lot of evaluation that has to take place in there. So I went to a meeting today. I'm on an infrastructure panel for the county. And we meet once a month. It's code enforcement people and town supervisors and so on from the various local communities through Oswego County. And the town of Hastings brought up a potential option. And it was out of the box thinking, and it totally made everybody pivot for the simple fact that they hired an engineer, much like we have. That engineer went through and did a study and said, you have a plant that's undersized, you need to build a new one, it's going to cost the same $100 million that we were told our plant costs. And just to look at it from a different perspective, they said, the city of Fulton has a wastewater treatment plant. And very rough numbers, because this is very preliminary. The city of Fulton's sewage treatment plant is sized to take about 10 million gallons of effluent water a day. Currently, they see about 1 million gallons of effluent water. So the reason it's so oversized was Nestle used to go to it. Part of Miller used to go to it. So they have a lot of capacity there that they're not utilizing. That still needs to be verified. Like I said, all of this information is a very high-level preliminary right now. What the engineer for the town of Hastings brought up was that they could run a sewer main from Hastings to the city of Fulton across the old railroad bed, which is the county trail, snowmobile trail system, which is county property. It eliminates the need for easements. It eliminates any need for property acquisition. It eliminates the need for a lot of road restoration if you were running those lines down the side of a highway and you need to do road cuts. You'll still need to do some road cuts to get it across. What's the road that runs out towards your house?
264.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Six, probably?
No, the
264.
The one right in the center of Pennellville.
54,
Godfrey. Mm-hmm. You'd still have to go under Godfrey. You'd still have to open cut that one, 264, a couple. But that's very minor in the grand scheme of things compared to what it is. So the county was absolutely thrilled with this because it's easier to get funding from the state and federal level if you show that you're working in an intermunicipal agreement situation where everyone is working not only for the collective good of their own town, but for the communities on the periphery. So this is just, it's paradigm shifting, quite honestly, because the way that, I'm gonna step away here for a second. So the way that the county trail runs is it basically cuts across the town about two-thirds of the way up the town, but it cuts it from east to west in a perfect straight line, which means that instead of building a $110 million sewage treatment plant, we would build just the lateral infrastructure, the conveyance, which means that we could start in this area of town and run north-south laterals to that main. And by having a line that ran from the west side, the east side of town to the west side, you would basically have sewer available to everybody in the town off of that one main trunk line. Because all you would have to do, I make it sound easier than what it really is, all you'd have to do is run laterals up and connect each one of those sections of town, each one of those quadrants of town, into that main trunk line that ran across as a common line. So it simplifies things much more than what starting from ground zero and building a $120 million sewage treatment plant would be. A sewage treatment plant, like we've said time and time again when we've discussed this, is a sewage treatment plant takes approximately 10 years from start to finish. by the time you buy the land and you build all the infrastructure that feeds it, you've basically, best case scenario, eaten up 10 years. This, if it goes right, could be done in 5. So.
So has anyone reached out to Fulton?
This literally came up at noon today. And apparently Hastings shared this idea with the Oswego County, Treadwell's organization.
IDA.
Yeah, so they shared it with the IDA, and they shared it with Operation Oswego County. And everybody jumped on it. Everybody was like, you know, it not only does it, I mean, scruple, quite honestly, you couldn't have picked a better place to land this, because we get 70% of that line. 70% of that line runs through the town of Scruple. It was like it was made for us. But it's helping out Hastings, it's helping out Granby, and it runs through there, and they can jump into it. Say again?
Valney.
Right. So there's a lot more moving pieces on this. And a lot of stars have to align. I don't want to say that this is the end-all, be-all solution, but it is by far the best solution that's come up yet. Especially if we don't have to go seek $120 million for a sewage treatment plant. And that line, that entire line, based on Barton and LaJudice's estimates, was a $50 million line to get it across there. And again, those were preliminary numbers, and it depends on how big the pipe is based on how much population you're going to dump into that line. So it changes slightly.
It's $50 million for Hastings dumping into it?
No, it's the total cost of that line. They're saying that line would originate in Constantia, and it would run all the way across, in Cleveland, and it would run all the way across to the city of Fulton. And everybody along that line would be able to jump on it.
And where does it run through Scruple exactly?
Basically starts in Fulton
along
Maple Ave, and it runs all the way to Cleveland in a straight line through Central Square.
It's the old railroad bed.
So the
hamlet, the area of Pedalville, where the Pedalville fire station is, there's that trail that goes down behind it. That's the line that it would run. And then it would cut across Scruple on the other edge over by Fuller Road.
And you have pumps periodically along that?
Say that again?
You have pumps periodically along that line?
Yeah, there would be pumps throughout, because the topography of the town is relatively flat. So there would be, we would be a force main town. There would be pump stations all over.
Go by the Pedalville Fire
Department. Can I ask a question? This is all just preliminary projections. There's nothing here in the in stone at all?
Yep.
No.
Okay. So right up to the micro plant, that's not even, I mean, it may happen, but it may not even happen to the size that they're talking about. Who knows?
Right. We can run what if it did that.
Right.
It's one of those things, but this is a solution that if it's possible, it is substantially better to acquire funding and to have an agreement across with all the different communities that it would support. So it would be a much easier ask for us to go get $30 million or what have you versus $125.
I guess just to be clear, you're basically looking for townwide sewer and water in town of Scruple. Is that?
If it can be feasibly done?
Huh?
If it can be feasibly done,
that's what you're looking at long range.
Correct.
The county's looking at countywide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Correct.
What about the military plan?
Miller.
So the Miller plant came up today, and they said the Miller plant isn't even an option. They won't even consider it. And the main reason why is the only thing that's really left at the Miller sewer treatment plant, which was huge, are a couple ponds, settling ponds. Everything else, there's a couple buildings that are left. But when the last, I think it was Roselli, when they left the facility, they took out a lot of equipment and they did away with a lot of equipment, and whatever they didn't take, when the scrap prices were high, everything got ripped out of it and stolen. So there's really nothing left. If you tried to do anything at the Miller plant, it would be more cost effective to start from ground zero somewhere else, because you have to dismantle that one that's there now and then build new.
What's the
It would be a possible location, though.
The Miller plant?
For our consideration?
No, the Miller plant, it's in a different town, so, right. So we couldn't spot something in another town. I will tell you this.
Unless we cooperated with Walmart, right?
Correct. But there's other things that play into this. So the old Armstrong floor plant, which is now Lidl, up along, what is that?
41
along through on the left-hand side. They apparently have been in talks with Oswego County, because when that Armstrong flooring plant was there, they had an 8 million gallon a day sewage treatment plant on that site to process all of their water. The new plant that's there and the Lidl manufacturing that's there, they only really need bathrooms and sinks connected. So they went with a much smaller on-site treatment, and they approached Oswego County and said, we have an $8 million gallon per day plant that is operational. It's just been mothballed, but it's all operational. Would the county be interested in taking this over as a turnover of the property to Oswego County? And the Oswego County folks said, we're definitely interested in it, because with prospective growth in the city of Fulton, that 8 million gallons could take some pressure off of the north-ish, east-ish side of Fulton and free up some capacity in the main city plant, which would allow us and Hastings and Granby and Walnut
Central Square.
And Central Square to dump into that line. And it's all about a matter of managing the volume and managing the millions of gallons that you're going to get per day.
Can Fulton get bigger? I mean, grow bigger?
They said it could get nominally bigger, but they couldn't double it in size. They may be able to go from 8 million a day to 10, or from 10 million a day to 12 million. They might be able to pick up two, just based on upgrading some equipment to more modern technology. But really where they're going to get the best bang for their buck is if they can pick up that other plant and they go from 10 million a day to 18 a day just by utilizing two plants. So it is very preliminary, Ray, but this is a solution that came out of left field, and it's definitely an opportunity that a lot of people are looking at. The one thing that Oswego County said was the governor's office said that they wanted to be careful that they didn't manage across the state with a bunch of independent towns having independent sewage treatment plants popping up all over. They wanted to see different communities working together to consolidate. And this is a perfect representation of that consolidation. One of the main reasons why that's an issue is because it's not the fact of the communities having the sewage treatment plants in their towns. Nobody is learning how to operate sewage treatment plants anymore. Nobody wants to make a career out of processing effluent. And because of that, there's a lot of licenses that goes along with it. There's a lot of responsibility on the legal side of things. And, you know, you're looking at hiring at least two operators to run that plant around the clock. Oswego County has said, we're looking at the establishment of a sewer authority where Oswego County could come in, basically like what Onondaga County does through their WET program, and they could have a staff of operators, and they would go out and they would work on any of the given sites.
So what does this do to the average taxpayer that has his own septic system and well that's fine?
Well, if it's processed through
if it's processed through grant funding, the cost to the average taxpayer is going to be negligible.
Negligible? I don't want to pay nothing. I have sewer and water. Why do I want to pay something for town water? Thank you. Why do I want to pay something for townwide that I already have?
There's going to be people, a lot of you folks like yourself, myself included, I have a, everybody in the town is Scruple other than folks on the outside of the village and the folks on the outside of the sewer district that we just built over near
Ainsley.
Other than that, everyone in the town of Scruple has wells and septics. So it's one of those things, Ray, where it's for the greater good.
Do we still get to vote on it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. This isn't us just making a decision.
You're not jumping in and saying.
No, I'm not saying no, by no means. This will follow.
I know. Whatever.
This will all follow standard process.
So for him, if he doesn't want to hook up, he doesn't have it, right?
If the water district goes by you, you pay a percent or you pay a certain amount for that. And I imagine the sewer district's going to be the same thing. I don't want to pay nothing. What's that?
If you're pop quits, you're paying for that.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody look at it, you pay it.
Well,
right.
It's just by where you break it down. In the big picture, it says, you have so many systems out there right now that aren't working right. They're bad for the environment. And people are trying to save a buck. It's better off to work as a team, keep the costs in check, and everybody share their expense.
And Ray, if you go back to the discussions.
You know what? I've seen a lot of sewer systems go in. I've done a lot of sewer systems. Sewer system can work in this county if they're done right.
That's right. Ray, let's bring it back to this, okay? I want to answer your question. If you go back to the discussions that we had on the comprehensive plan, the one thing that we're suffering from here in this town is no population growth. It's been absolutely stagnant since 1990. The numbers prove it. But the costs have gone up. If you increase the volume of people in the town, it drives down the overall cost to the individual person paying taxes in the town.
Let me finish. I've been here all my life and I've never seen taxes go down. So all this stuff that you're talking about, I haven't never seen them stabilize. They've always went up.
If you take the cost to operate the town and you distribute it over twice or three times the population, the impact to you is negligible.
I've heard this argument all my life. I've never seen taxes stabilize or go down.
Your taxes went down two years ago.
My total tax, I'm telling you, did not go down.
Thomas Cooper tax went down 2 years ago.
What, 30 cents?
I'm just telling them they went down
a dollar. Can we just let Don please finish?
Go ahead.
Please.
Oh, Christina thanks. Just wants to move.
This is a preliminary discussion. It's just for information purposes. There's no voting.
Wait, no decision.
No decision. Okay. It's just information. Probably you're a year to two out at this point. So it's just for discussion. Okay?
Many years.
No problem.
Many years, Ray.
I don't want to write. Where's the constable?
Yeah.
No, so Hastings has taken the lead on this because it's their solution that they've come up with, and they've applied for grant funding for. They're a couple years ahead of us, design wise and grant wise. So they're applying for grants to fund their sewers because they're that much further ahead of us. They went out today to see if there was interest at the county level to do something like that. They asked us if we were interested at the town of Scruple level. I said, absolutely. If it saves us $110 million, why wouldn't we be interested? So they were on a fact-finding mission today, and they found out what they wanted to find out. Now they go and they start digging up the details to see if the numbers are really as glorious as what they're thought to be, if the city of Fulton has the capacity that is out there that's being claimed, and the Oswego County IDA is looking at opportunities to pick up, you know, how did they start that process moving forward to pick up that Armstrong facility? So there's, like I said, there's a lot of moving pieces that go into play here, and every one of them needs to be vetted out before we know if we've got something that can move forward. It's one of the best solutions that we've had.
Yeah.
You know, if you look for services and the amount of the town that could be served by it, if you look at services and the cost, you know, amortized over the entire town, it makes much more sense than a standalone sewage treatment plant on the river's edge. And the other thing that we were running into with finding a place to, on the water, to get rid of the effluent that is processed through, is the best stretch of river is where the Oak Orchard Sewage Treatment Plant dumps into. So they're looking to double the size of that plant. And you have to have, so we would be looking to dump into the same body of water. And the running statement is the solution to pollution is dilution. And you have to have the plants a certain distance apart so that you're not nitrogen enriching the water to the point where it becomes toxic to, you know, the marine life and what have you. So the one thing that we were looking at was, can we even spot something on that section of the river and get it far enough apart, because Hastings has a plant further down the river. So again, a lot of calculations, a lot of evaluations need to be rolled into this, but there is forward motion for sure, and this piggybacks off of our comprehensive plan, which we enacted, as you know, back in October. So there's movement there. Any other questions for me?
Thank you, Doug.
Anybody other than Ray?
Thank you, Doug.
If they come back,
Ray, I'll meet you in the parking lot.
That's right, Ray.
You can't break my nose.
Goodness. Can I shut down our...
All right, good. Thank you. Thanks, Doug.
You good?
I'm good. I did enough coffee for today.
I have four items.
Oh, perfect. My goodness.
Who's that?
That's Nick.
First one, I'd like to thank Joanne Dazarian for the extra effort that she does weekly, working on everything she does behind the scenes, keep the topics, public hearing items, tasks, and all that moving along.
Thank you, Nick. That's very nice.
Here's a fifth one. Don, I believe the WIA stands for the Workforce Investment Act, which there's several programs underneath that.
No.
That, it's water and lots and lots of stuff under it.
WIIA.
Okay, gotcha. The second item, for the record, the outburst near the end of the March 28th town board meeting that was made by a resident of the town, stating that the town board was picking on a single mother with two kids, was the town supervisor's stepdad, Jim Holbrook. Number three, Christina, thank you for being here, as we couldn't have a town board meeting without the town supervisor or the deputy town supervisor. And I guess I would ask, how long ago were you made aware that your attendance was needed for this evening?
At 12:53, I received a message saying that she was at her doctor specialist due to medical emergency.
Well, thank you for coming tonight.
Yep, you're welcome.
You couldn't have had
it. It was just a surprise when we walked in.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Okay.
The fourth item that I have was really directed towards Terry for the dog shelter grant and the FOIL request that was made pertaining to the grant that Brett had stated she submitted. There was no knowledge or any say from any town board member on this, but supposedly was submitted. We've had zero info provided since then.
But it
was?
The FOIL came back saying it was submitted?
No, the FOIL
there's been
was
no,
submitted.
No response.
She has to answer
the FOIL. There's been no response.
Oh, she has to answer it.
Yeah.
She had 5 days to respond. She said she received the FOIL. We haven't heard of that.
Didn't she say she wasn't going to answer it? I believe
she's been stating she was going to wait until the FOIL was up.
Yeah.
The FOIL is up.
FOIL is up.
On the 21st.
FOIL is up.
I'm not here to pick on anybody.
No, we're just trying to do it.
Any grant that gets submitted, there's always some kind of commitment that the town must put in, whether it's monetary or time or anything. And this was stated that it was submitted. That's all I have.
Lou?
I'm good.
Okay.
Everybody good? Perfect. I'll make a motion to close the meeting at 7:15.
Second.
Gelling?
Aye.
Nazarian?
Aye.
Gelling?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Hoyt?
Aye.
Why does that get 2 minutes?
I get 2 aye. Double the vote. Just in case any of them wanted to stay, they're double.
No, I've abstained from
So I need clarification. I'm a little lost. Not only on certain part of it, but on the grant.
Let me just.
Actually, he probably can clarify.
Frank,
I sure will.
I'm too sure.
So these bond resolutions that were read in motion and approved.
They have no water issue.
I can finalize this. And then send them to the
24/7.
How is the seal going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got the seal, right?
Yes.
Okay. She signed up. Already signed.
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yeah, once I finalize that, seal on it, send it to the attorney. That one's got the seal.
Oh, okay. She sealed it already. When did she seal it?
Today.
Today?
The state, see, this was not sealed, but I wish it was like a better impression.
Okay.
I don't know why it's so sand. That one's better than the one I got.
Okay.
When I put the seal on it, I squeeze it with the pads, like it's not. I wish it would be deeper than that.
Okay, so these have to go to Gary? These are just copies? They didn't say yay or nay.
No, they just can't.
Right.
Yeah, leave them in a folder for a moment. If I need them tomorrow, Thursday,
You already have a sealed copy too?
I think so, yeah.
They make sure there's no electric, they find out what the wire is on and all that, so they put it underground.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of postings for tomorrow, legal things.
Resume and